It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and music. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
G'day folks, welcome once again to yet another episode of Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Paddy McHugh and I'm honoured to be sitting across the desk from my good pal Jen Myers. Hey Jen.
Hey Paddy.
Of course, our show is brought to you by our awesome sponsor, brigalowcountry.com.au.
Good people.
Now Jen, we've got a great show, but before we tell everyone what that show is, let's do what we always do, which is stop to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land in the west end of Brisbane where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
That is right.
Yes.
Now Jen, we are very excited about this show. We are heading back to New Orleans.
I know. It's been a long time since we did a show on New Orleans. Do you want to know how far back, Paddy?
How far back?
Episode 2.
Oh my God, we were so green then.
Episode 2.
Wow. Well, it's good. It's taken a while to get back here, but we're back.
We're back.
So we're going to explore the music, the sound, the food, the vibe, everything, as much as we can anyway, in a 1 hour radio program.
That's right.
Of New Orleans.
It's very possible that in the middle of this show, I will get a little white hanky out and start second line dancing around the studio. Just be ready for that.
Now you've promised that. I expect it, Jen.
It shall happen, my friend.
Look, let's kick this off in style. This is a track, Jen, that you suggested, and it's by a band called Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers.
That's right, Kermit Ruffins and the Barbecue Swingers.
And I don't think you get more New Orleans from that. And in fact, the song is called What is New Orleans? And he poses that question, and I think he answers it.
So Kermit's going to let you know.
Yeah, so if you're wondering what this New Orleans show is all about, let Kermit Ruffins tell you.
Here we go.
Oh,
what you gonna do when you get the blues? Said, hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, what you gonna do when you get the blues? Said, hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, the Lord and right has got to sort it all out for you. Take care of you.
You're back with Three Chords and the Truth. We're doing everything New Orleans. That was the Low Down Riders with the tune Low Down Riders.
How fun was that?
It's always fun.
Yeah, they're
I love those guys.
Very cool band.
Yep.
In fact, Jan, that was so fun. I'd like to play another one of their tracks.
Now they're a Sydney band.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But they've got a real genuine New Orleans feel and sound and energy. And live as well, they really pack a punch, and it feels like you're doing the, you know, second line down the street. It's amazing.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah. Well, as a traditional salute, mm-hmm. the Lowdown Riders have done a cover of St. James Infirmary, which is one of the most traditional New Orleans tunes, usually played at funerals, but it's a pretty awesome thing.
Yeah, let's spin it.
Yeah.
I went down to the St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there. Now she was stretched out on a long white table, so cold and so sweet and so fair. Let her go, let her go. God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find a sweeter man than I. Thank you. Now when I die, oh, when I die, please bury me. Oh, straight-laced shoes and a high-top Stetson hat. Put a 20-hour gold piece in my pocket so the gang will know I died standing back. They said, let her go, let her go, let her go. Wherever she may be, 'cause she may search this whole wide world over, but she'll never find a sweeter man than I.
Yeah.
You are with Jen Myers and Paddy McHugh on Three Chords and the Truth. And this is our NOLA episode of the show. So we're playing everything New Orleans themed. That last track you heard was Irma Thomas singing Time Is On My Side.
I believe she was joined by Alan Toussaint on that one, who is just New Orleans royalty. So that's
yes,
pretty
piano
good.
Yes,
Pianoman. Yeah. Yeah. Bayou Country.
Oh, yeah, this track is great. Yeah, she picked this one. I'm really excited about this.
I love Eric Lindell. I have a little crush on Eric Lindell.
That's all right. He's pretty good looking.
He is. He's all right.
And he sings well. And yeah. He's the package, Jen.
He's the full package, Eric Lindell. This is Eric Lindell with Bayou Country.
Woo!
Listen to her mama, she will be there still. She went to school in Morgan City, used to go to dances in Abbeville. Fell in love with a boy from New Orleans. She listened to that boy, she might be there still. She got the feeling of a swamp playing around through, but she going back home, but she don't know when. They say that California's falling, Detroit's burning, whole lot of trouble in D.C. town. Nothing pretty about New York City. Mississippi, take me to higher ground.
Friends, we would like to take a minute to talk to you about our sponsor, brigalowcountry.com.au.
They're an Australian-owned Western wear brand stocking everything from shirts and hats, belts and accessories to country furniture and home decor.
Good shirts too.
Oh, yeah.
They offer free shipping Australia-wide on all of their orders. Plus, if you're not satisfied with your purchase, they also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Which is a pretty solid deal, if you ask me.
Can't go wrong.
Yep. No, you can't. Brigalow Country are also offering an exclusive deal to Three Chords and the Truth listeners, a 15% store-wide discount. Just enter 98.9 FM at checkout.
That's right. To get your 15% off your brigalowcountry.com.au order, all you have to do is enter 98.9 FM at checkout. Brigalow Country, proud supporters of Australian country music, and us here at
Three Chords and the Truth.
All right, Jen, back to the music. All right, Jen, we're doing everything New Orleans this episode. And when you're talking New Orleans artists, you cannot ignore Lucinda Williams.
I think you can't ignore Lucinda Williams in general.
That's very true.
You pay attention when Lucinda's on stage or talking or doing anything.
That's very, very true.
Yes.
So this next song we're going to play is a corker. It's off a great record. Mm-hmm. The song's called Can't Let Go by Ms. Lucinda Williams.
Lucinda!
So, You're tuned to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers.
That is right, Three Chords and the Truth. I'm Paddy McHugh. I've got Jen Myers here, and I'm glad I have Jen Myers here because, Jen, you have spent a bit of time in New Orleans.
I have. I do love that city.
Which is, of course, the theme of our show this week.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What makes New Orleans special to you? Why do you love it? You say you love it. Why?
I do love it. I think I love it for the same reasons that most people love it, to be honest. It is a melting pot of culture and food and music, and there's so many things, and it's got a vast history, like a really long history of being that kind of melting pot.
Mm.
There's no place in the world like New Orleans. It is singular. It's a singular place.
I remember last time we did the show about New Orleans, something that stood out to me that I thought would be worth mentioning again is geographically, it is at the port to the entrance where the ocean meets America's most significant river,
which connects Mississippi,
which connects many, many towns and people and places. Mm-hmm. And before the railways and before the roads, that was the main highway into the US.
Absolutely. And it wasn't under the care of, well, under the jurisdiction of the Spanish, the French, the United States. And I think at some point it was its own state-ish
it
thing.
Was, yeah,
its own,
yeah.
own place.
Mm.
So it's a serious melting pot of culture.
Of course, it had the indigenous aspect. It also had the slave influence there as they came in, were traded through that port.
That's right. Half the music that you know as like white Appalachian music comes from New Orleans. Like the banjo comes from West Africa. That was brought in through
New Orleans, yeah.
Yeah, and then it branched out across other places in the U.S. Geographically, it's a real hodgepodge of everything. And it's such a cool town.
Mm.
I mean, it's not perfect.
No, there's
some dangerous aspects for sure. I wouldn't recommend people just going and getting lost outside of the French Quarter and Margony. I wouldn't say go get lost during the nighttime, without a guide. But there's so much to be taken back from that culture and so many things that most people would just not know. You just wouldn't know so much and you'd be pleasantly surprised. And the food, the food is top notch. It's some of the best food ever.
Jen, I'm hungry, so I'm going to stop you there.
Poor boys. Oh. Café du Mont. Beignets at Café du Mont.
Okay, enough. My stomach is going to rumble and people will hear it on the radio and be embarrassing.
That's fair enough.
Let's go to the music. Here's a band from New Orleans who recently came to Australia, the Deslons.
The Deslons, yeah. They played it out on the weekend not last year and I got to see them and was just blown away by how good they are. And a nice group of guys, easy going. Mm. Yeah, great music.
You actually did an interview with them that got lost, which is tragic. But anyway.
It is tragic because they were so cool.
Let's not mention that. All right. Okay, let's get into it. The Deslons and their track Yum Yum on our New Orleans episode of Three Chords and the Truth.
Yum Yum.
Ham hocks, smoke chops, collard greens and lollipops, candy games, cornbread, cabbage on the side, yum yum. Ooh, yum yum. That's what my New Jersey baby's gonna fix for me when I get home. Whoa, whoa. Big sweet, something sweet, red beans and party meat, five big banana cake makes everything all greedy, yum. My new
collard greens and pilot pops, candy yams, cornbread, cabbage on the side. Yum, yum.
Was my hero Bonnie Raitt from my favorite Bonnie Raitt record, Give It Time. That was You Got to Know How. I love how saucy she is.
Yeah, very suggestive.
And very New Orleans, that tune.
Very nuanced.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, guess what time it is?
Oh, snap. Is it shout-out time?
It is shout-out time.
What?
The time when we send love to all our listeners, wherever they may be listening in the world.
Yeah.
And this week's shout-out, because it's a show about New Orleans music, let's do our shout-out to all the mob listening in NOLA, USA.
The Crescent City, what?
That's right.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
And podcast, of course, which we like to spruik at this point. You can listen to our show anytime, anywhere you want, anywhere in the world, if you have access to the internet, which most people do.
Yes.
So please enjoy our show wherever you may be.
Yes, do that.
All right, Jen, if we're going to be doing a show about New Orleans music, we, I think, need to play John Cleary. This is a track off his latest record called Dynamite.
sit down and don't look. Some sit down and will. Others sit down and won't look. You might think I'm wrong. I believe I'm right. But the wind shit digging on me right now. I think I'm
we'd like to take a moment just to talk about our sponsor, BrigoloCountry.com.au.
Now, Brigalow Country are an Australian-owned Western wear brand stocking everything from shirts to hats, belts and accessories to country furniture and home decor.
And the champions at BrigoloCountry.com.au are giving us free shipping Australia-wide and a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Very cool.
Cool peoples.
Now, if you are a fan of the show and you would like to put in an order with brigalowcountry.com.au, you are going to score yourself a 15% discount by simply using the code 98.9FM at checkout.
That's right. Three Chords and the Truth listeners get a 15% store-wide discount. Just enter the code 98.9FM at checkout.
brigalowcountry.com.au are proud supporters of Australian country music and us here at
Three Chords and the Truth.
Now, Jen, back to the music.
Back on Three Chords and the Truth, tonight's theme is all about
New Orleans.
And we're going to do a funky little doubleheader, which is, you know, sounds very New Orleans, a funky little doubleheader.
It does.
Yeah. The first song is going to be from Henry Butler, and it's his tune. Well, it's not his tune. It's a classic, Mama Roo.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second song is from these guys, the Subdudes. and the song is Papa Dookie and the Mud People. So we're going Mama Roo, Papa Dookie and the Mud People.
All right, let's spin it.
Let's do it.
Mama Roo, Singing love.
All right, Jen Myers, that brings us to the end of another episode of Three Chords and the Truth.
And what a fun episode, New Orleans.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Volume 2. Don't forget, you can go and listen to episode 2 of Three Chords and the Truth and hear New Orleans Volume 1.
Right back at the beginning.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Jen, what are we going out on?
We got to go out on Dr. John. This is Dr. John and his tune, Revolution.
Let's all just pray on it right now.